I'm a nice Jewish boy, but in a natural way. I like to go outside among the trees to pray. From time to time, a Jewish friend asks me to say if that's a pagan kind of thing to do. Well, yeah, I'm a Jewish pagan. I don't think that's wrong. For reasons I'll put forward in this very song, which is elusive, full of footnotes, and might go on too long. I suppose that's because it's by a Jew. When the Israelites first occupied the Promised Land, they cut down the pagan sacred trees at God's command. That seems a little harsh, but I can understand how otherwise we might not be here now. But since then we've been around a few thousand years, changed the shape of our religion, found new hopes, new fears, and so many new opinions, it's no longer clear what theologies we'll allow. Our philosophers and mystics have both said the divine is so far beyond the limits of the human mind that we might as well think of it as undefined, impossible for us to describe. But lest you think impossible means we wouldn't bother, our tradition also speaks of God as King and Father, and better than the rest, right next to there is no other. Something here doesn't quite jive. Though the mystics claimed that God's true nature can't be said, in their poems and devotions they went right ahead and used images and metaphors from A to Z. Our heritage includes those, too. For example, could God's presence be a feminine force? She couldn't be a separate goddess, because God's one, of course. That idea is Jewish now, but can we guess at its source? The names they called her weren't entirely new. A queen, a bride, a lover with her sweet perfume, a mother bird, a flowing spring, a cosmic womb, and something about a grove of apple trees in bloom. Hey, weren't we talking about trees before? But the mystics spoke of God as just the place as well, and the presence as the community of Israel. Wherever people gather and invite her to dwell, whoa, I think I see a metaphor. See, the Torah asks if human beings and trees compare, but our sages reinterpreted that verse with flair. So, a grove's a congregation and a flower's a prayer? I have to say, that's pretty cool. And that's why you'll never catch me praying to a tree, which I agree a nice Jewish boy should never be. I'm just out here praying with my community, the same as I do in shul.